Part 2. Chapter 30. Gateway. In the 20th century, advances in technology, from refrigeration to sophisticated ovens to air transportation that carries fresh ingredients around the world, contributed immeasurably to baking and pastry making. At the beginning of the 21st century, the popularity of fine breads and pastries is growing even faster than new chefs can be trained. Interestingly enough, many of the technological advances in bread making have sparked a reaction among bakers and consumers alike. They are looking to reclaim some of the flavors of old-fashioned breads that were lost as baking became more industrialized and baked goods became more refined, standardized, and, some would say, flavorless. Bakers are researching methods for producing the handmade sourdough breads of the past, and they are experimenting with specialty flours in their search for flavor. Exercise 1. Some people find that exercising when they have a mild cold makes them feel better. Illnesses vary in severity, and people react differently to them, so listen to your body. If you have a minor problem, such as a cough or a tight muscle, and otherwise feel fine, it is probably acceptable to work out. Avoid exercise to the point of exhaustion. Avoid exercise if you have the flu, have a fever, have a body ache, feel extremely tired, have a breathing problem, or have swollen glands. Exercise does not cure illness. The old saying that you can sweat out a cold with exercise is untrue. When you recover from illness, do not start exercising at the same level as before. Give yourself a few days to build back to normal levels. Exercise 2. More than 2 million poisonings and over 9,000 poison-related deaths occur every year in the United States. Poisons come in many forms, some of which are not typically considered poisons. For example, medications are safe when used as prescribed, but overdosing and incorrectly combining medications with another substance may result in poisoning. Other poisonous substances in the home include cleaning agents, petroleum-based products, insecticides and herbicides, cosmetics, nail polish and remover, and many houseplants. All potentially poisonous substances should be used only as directed and stored carefully out of the reach of children. Exercise 3. When people move from one country to another, or from one area to another, their economic status may change. They will be introduced to new foods and new food customs. Although their original food customs may have been nutritionally adequate, their new environment may cause them to change their eating habits. For example, if milk was a staple food in their diet before moving and is unusually expensive in the new environment, milk may be replaced by a cheaper, nutritionally inferior beverage such as soda, coffee, or tea. Candy, possibly a luxury in their former environment, may be inexpensive and popular in their new environment. As a result, a family might increase consumption of soda or candy and reduce purchases of more nutritious foods. Someone who is not familiar with the nutritive values of foods can easily make such mistakes in food selection. Exercise 4. The distribution of health and ill health has been analyzed from a historical and social science perspective. It has been argued that medicine is not as effective as is often claimed. The medical writer Thomas McKeon showed that most of the fatal diseases of the 19th century had disappeared before the arrival of antibiotics or immunization programs. He concluded that social advances in general living conditions, such as improved sanitation and better nutrition made available by rising real wages, have been responsible for most of the reduction in mortality achieved during the last century. Although his claim has been disputed, there is little disagreement that the contribution of medicine to reduced mortality has been minor when compared with the impact of improved environmental conditions.